Warsaw before the Second World War, wartime Leningrad, modern-day New York. These are the settings for three new thrillers. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, read this trio of novels, and he found intrigue, espionage, murder, and even cannibalism.
Leading off this trio is a novel called The Spies of Warsaw by veteran thriller writer Alan First. As always, his work draws on a particular slice of history. He returns again to that shadowy time of intrigue and political ambiguity when Europe hovered on the verge of World War II. This time around, First has outdone himself in terms of character and atmosphere. At the opening of The Spies of Warsaw, it's autumn, in the waning part of the day, and we feel this premonition of the disaster to come. In the dying light of an autumn day in 1937, First writes, a certain Herr Edvard Uhl, a secret agent, descended from a first-class railway carriage in the city of Warsaw. Above the city, the sky was at war. The last of the sun struck blood-red embers off massed black cloud, while the clear horizon to the west was the color of blue ice. Who does better at scene-setting than this? It just pulls you in. This Edvard Uhl works for an aristocratic French spymaster named Mercier. He's a lonely widower posted at the French embassy in Warsaw. Mercier has a meticulous and passionate commitment to his job, which is spying on the growing German war machine. The intrigue surrounding this and the way he stumbles into a great love affair with a Polish-Parisian woman make the novel just about impossible to put down. The second of our trio of thrillers comes from screenwriter and novelist David Benioff. It's called City of Thieves, and it takes us deep into the middle of some of the worst moments of the Second World War, into the midst of the heroic and starving populace of Leningrad, present-day St. Petersburg, during the Germans' almost 3-year siege. The protagonist, young Lev Benioff, is apparently based on the novelist's grandfather. He's a brash Russian teenager longing to lose his innocence. Lev, along with an AWOL soldier named Kolya, becomes charged with a mission quite impossible, to find a dozen fresh eggs. The eggs are for a wedding cake for the daughter of a powerful secret police officer. This is World War II Leningrad, a city in which those who survive the relentless German bombings are only one meal away from starvation. Lev and his companion make Huck Finn and Jim seem like Boy Scouts. They forage for food, dodge bullets, and escape from cannibals. They do all this as they head out into the freezing, snow-covered, Nazi-occupied forest in search of rumored egg-laying chickens. They find a cottage full of peasant girls enslaved by Nazi officers. The two join a band of vengeful Russian partisans and eventually challenge a Nazi commander to a life-and-death game of chess. This all feels psychologically satisfying and historically authentic, even as the harrowing events in the starving city and in those dark woods take on mythological proportion. Alan First has pre-war Warsaw, David Benioff has Leningrad under siege, and Colin Harrison has modern-day New York. His new thriller, The Finder, is a relentless invention about contemporary business espionage and mayhem. A Chinese entrepreneur vies for the trade secrets of a burgeoning pharmaceutical firm. A big New York investor plans for revenge after he finds out why he's losing millions of dollars in the stock market. A retired New York fireman, a veteran of 9/11, and his dying former detective father attempt to set things right. This makes for a novel that rushes along as though it had an afterburner pushing it toward disaster and beyond. You know the cliché. I went without sleep to finish this one. Not true for me with The Finder. I read it in a couple of sittings. But when I did sleep, I had some awfully troubled dreams.
That was Alan Chews reviewing Thrillers by Alan First, David Benioff, and Colin Harrison.